football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
The Inspirations Paint, unfortunately, not out there tonight. A hamstring injury early against the Power has him sidelined. Jack Bowes is standing alongside our very own Jason Doherty.
Yes, he is, Tom, down here at Boundary Side. And we're just talking off air, Jack, about the fact that you'd never done a hamstring before. So you're a bit sceptical about what it all was about in the game last week.
Yeah, never done one. I wasn't sure what to feel, if it was a hammy or a cramp or whatnot. So, feeling good now, recovering well, and hopefully get back out there soon.
Prognosis, and you said off air as well, you've been doing a bit of running this week, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, I've had three runs in a row this week. It's feeling really good. Hard to put a timeline on at the moment. Just see how we go these first sort of week and a bit, and then go from there, I think. That's the way it's going to plan out. Yeah.
Bozy, Kingy, Benny Cass and Reg Toohey talking to you. We just need to clarify something. Reg is claiming he's the reigning Spot the Difference champion from the footy record from game heading into games last year. Can you clarify if that's true or not?
Be honest, Jack.
Reggie. Yeah, no, he's up there. He's smart. He's smart, man.
and he claims he's untouched when it comes to chess.
Oh, yeah, that's true as well. He's good at everything, Reg. I mean, he's such an outstanding man.
Attaboy, Jack.
Now, all the hype's been around Bailey Smith and first matchup with the Bulldogs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I suspect that, that's had minimal discussion in the change rooms this week.
I just want to say, first of all, I still got Reg at golf, so that's all that matters.
We'll see.
Well, coming back to golf, but that's okay.
Bailey's been good. He's obviously playing against the old team. He's really excited for the matchup. If there's someone that's going to live up to the occasion and he's going to stand up, he sort of loves the attention, Baz, so he's going to be all for it.
Do you miss not playing in games like this where there is maybe a little bit more of an edge?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be hard to watch. I'm definitely not a great watcher. I think I get more anxious watching than I do actually playing. So, especially tonight, like this Thursday night, perfect conditions, going to be a sellout. So, yeah, it's rubbing in, that's for sure.
Jack, it's Benny Cash. You would have played your 50th game tonight for the Cats, unfortunately, for the injury. But I suppose just a little disappointing in that you'd started to build a pretty consistent profile this year. You'd been, good in each game. You'd offered something. You kicked a couple of goals here and there. You're sort of averaging around about the 18, 19 touches. And I suppose it's just about staying focused and getting back to that.
I feel like my season was sort of building as we went. And it felt like I sort of started off the game against Port all right and was hoping to take that into the next few weeks. But unfortunately, it's a little hiccup along the way, but that's footy. Perfect chance for me to just reset, freshen up, and I think it'll do me good back into the season and hopefully come in and have a good impact on the way home.
You've had a few roles. If the coach gave you your magnet, where would you stick it?
If I had the choice, I'd like to play around the footy inside. I sort of love being around the contest and stuff like that, but honestly, the way our team plays, we're pretty fluid with our positioning. It's such a selfless team and it's just great to be part of it. We've got a lot of versatile players and, when we're winning games of footy, it goes a long way and it doesn't really matter where you play. It's as long as you're playing well for the team, and that's all I enjoy doing.
For Inspirations Paint, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. Speaking with injured cat Jack Bowes, here's Reg Toohey.
Bowser, nice to speak to you, buddy. Hey, I know you talked about your injury. Do you have any indication on time frame as to when we can hope to see you back on the course?
That's good. I'm meant to be playing on Sunday in the Tamara down at 13th Beach, and Brad Close is my partner for the match play, and he's been hassling me all week. He doesn't care when I get back on the footy field. All he cares about is me coming out on the golf course with him. So hopefully Sunday will be good.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'll make sure my number gets back to you because you've clearly lost it since I retired, so maybe we can get back out at some stage.
No, you're off playing Bowen Heads, mate. You don't anymore.
Hoity-toity.
he claims he hasn't played enough golf, Bosey, since he actually retired. He reckons he would have been playing every day, but that doesn't happen for him.
Oh, any excuse when your golf game's going poor, isn't it?
It's not going anything is the problem. It's not going good, bad, it's nothing.
Nah, we have to get back out there soon. I'm looking forward to it.
300 for Mitch Duncan. How's that been celebrated within the four walls?
Oh, it's been, amazing. He's obviously such a great person to have around the footy club. He's Geelong through and through. I've always admired him from afar, especially growing up. I always looked up to him as a player, and he's been outstanding for the footy club, and it's so good that we get to celebrate it tonight.
He doesn't hit a bad golf ball either. I think you've played a little bit with him.
Yeah, he's super. I remember We played out in Barn Bugle. I think Reggie was there too last 2 years ago, and he hadn't played golf for ages and came out and shot the lights out. So he's just naturally talented.
Jack, tell us a little bit about Ollie Dempsey. He's really come of age, obviously, the last couple of seasons, but he's obviously an elite runner, I believe, and he uses it to great effect, and he seems like he's still a kid, a confident kid.
Yeah, Ollie, he's the barometer for us. He's always up and about. He's obviously locked down that wing role, and I feel like he's changing it a bit too, the way he plays it. He's getting forward, kicking goals, putting pressure on the opposition. You know, he's obviously good at taking a mark as well. And yeah, he can run up and down all day, so he's been outstanding for us.
Absolutely. The other one, I mean, we mentioned Bailey Smith. His running capacity, can you just give an insight to the listeners? I mean, where does he sit in sort of 2Ks? You just watch him game time, and he's seemingly an elite runner both ways. The tank's enormous.
Yeah, he's got an amazing ability to sort of hunt the footy both ways. He's a great transition player for us. He understands how to get the footy, how to win it, how to outnumber, and yeah, you can see on game day his running patterns are super, and I think it adds a bit too when he's got the long hair flowing out the back and he's striding down the wings.
The headband.
Yeah, that's
it. If the 2K time trial, who'd be 1-5?
Oh, I think Grian Myers is 1. Maybe Ollie Dempsey. Connor O'Sullivan was pretty good too. Pat Reschko, he's a first year player. I think he did really well this year, but I can't really remember. Feels so long ago.
What about the 46? He goes all right.
Oh, yeah, Blitz. Yeah. Obviously, yeah, Blitz is hard to miss as well.
And Tommy Hawkins would have been right up there.
Yeah. Chasing down Reg.
Oh, boom. Nice one. Little drive-by there. And obviously getting a little bit cool, Jack. I've got to ask you about your Lecky Blanky. Have you got flannelette sheets? Because we talked about them before.
Ben, he was hiding from having the interview. He's inside. We had to go and get him.
Right.
Yeah, I had to. Well, yeah, the electric monkey's out. If you wanted to know that,
right,
it's starting to get cold.
Is it still the same one you bought down?
Yeah, same one. Yeah. Might need a new one soon. It's getting to work out.
And you need to get flannelette sheets.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, get the lovely onto the flannelette sheets. They're magnificent.
Jack, where do you watch the game from tonight? Do you just sit with the other players, or do you disappear? What do you do?
I'll go up the top and watch it with the players. I think we're just beside the coach's box, so yeah, good view of the ground and looking forward to it.
Jack, appreciate your time. Disappointing that you can't be out there. No doubt you'd rather be preparing for a game than talking to us, but we do appreciate you taking the time to join us and look forward to seeing the 12 being back out there very soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, lads.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Bowes joining us on K-Rock Footy.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.